Everyone, you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. We are KHD 20. We are in the middle of a session one playing D&D. Our players are currently in a tavern eating some very good food. Casper is dying from the spice, though.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
It's okay. And we just listened to, what was it called?
What was that
from
song?
Your guest cup?
We just listened to Come and Be Welcome by Heather Dale.
Nice. Ooh. Very good. Very good songs. Very good song choices tonight. Yes. So, do you guys want to give a little mini recap of what has happened? Not much, but a little mini recap.
So, we went to the temple of Lycandria, who we both grew up with in our small town church. Casper got there first, healed a soldier. Presde did not see him, healed a soldier. Presde then walks in, sees Casper on the ground. They talk for a bit, see what's up. Casper prays for an interestingly long amount of time.
Casper has a lot to say.
That's fair.
Bro,
that is
like
fair.
Andrea
That's
probably
true.
Gets like so tired of hearing Casper just yap.
But he's so adorable.
But he's so adorable.
Cute.
She loves him. Don't worry.
Yes. And then the sage boy comes over, have a little chat with him, because it's weird.
Because Casper was praying, sitting crisscross applesauce on the floor
in the middle of a temple.
Yes. We talk to a couple more people. Casper talks to sage boy. He learns nothing from his prayer, however. Presde does not know this.
He tried really hard, guys.
He did.
You didn't even roll an arcana check. You did not try very hard.
He doesn't need arcana when he talks good.
You didn't roll a charisma check either.
I just rolled one and it went poorly. So.
Yeah, that's fair.
Then, Casper talks really loudly to the sage boy when Presde just learns that a woman who is in there is mourning. And she goes, tells him to be quiet, supports him a little bit, and then gets Casper out of the temple.
He's just a little loud. He doesn't understand the power of his voice yet.
No. Mm-hmm. And she does that through inviting Casper to the Blue Jay Tavern and Inn, where they go and get some food. Casper causes a little bit of a scene by slamming some windows with magic and then opening them back up again. We have our food. Casper is eating something really spicy. We roll perception and see nothing.
They're so distracted.
Very distracted by my very spicy pulled pork dragon sandwich. It's not made of dragon, but it's spicy dragon stuff.
No. We said it was the fireball pork. Pulled pork. Fireball pulled pork. Yes. Very spicy. It hurts a little, Casper. Maybe you shouldn't have got the spiciest thing on the menu.
Casper is gonna Ted Lasso this situation. I don't know who listening has seen Ted Lasso, but there's an episode where Ted Lasso goes to an Indian restaurant, okay? And he orders it as spicy as possible. And that man sits there and eats the whole thing because he's respectful and it's good food, even though it's very spicy. And that is how Casper is about to do this because, dang, that sandwich is really good.
But, it's but it really hurts. Spicy.
But
yeah.
It hurts.
Okay, so you guys are just eating your food. Right as you start to wrap up, JJ, the Blue Jay, Eric Cockra, that owns the tavern, comes around the counter, and she's refilling the cups of the artisans and farmers, and she swings by your table, and she just she kind of looks. I'm guessing your plates are either empty or almost empty at this point. Yes. And she goes, can I take those for you?
Yes, thank you, JJ.
Yes, of course. Can I get you anything else?
I don't believe so, but if I may ask, what? It seems quite crowded in here with quite an interesting mix of characters.
Yes. I don't know. Must be something in the air. We've had quite a bit of influx of outsiders coming through here recently. Obviously, the farmers and artisans are locals, but everyone else pretty much is from out of town, so it's lovely to see, though.
Interesting. Do you know anything about them?
Oh, no. The group over there, she kind of points vaguely to the red dragonborn, the half-elf, and the half-orc that are pretty close to your table. Not close enough to hear this conversation, but close enough to where you can see them pretty easily. They came in about 2 weeks ago. They've been staying in one of the rooms upstairs. I'm surprised you have not ran into them yet, Presde, with how often you swing by, but they seem to be looking for something or someone, and the man over in the corner, he just got in tonight. I don't know, he just ordered a drink and sat down. So he's been here for quite a while, actually. I should probably go see if I can get him anything. But you two just holler if you need anything. You can pay at the counter when you're ready to leave. You know the drill, Presde.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes, and JJ walks away, and she goes into the kitchen, and then she comes back out a minute later, going over to the man in the corner. She seemingly, talks to him for a second, but then leaves pretty much right after and does not go back.
Oh.
So what do you guys do? They're thinking very hard, guys.
Let's see if I can do something. Hold on.
Oh boy, are you digging through spells right now? Okay,
no.
You're definitely digging through spells right now.
Totally not.
Are you finding anything interesting over there?
This is what I'm gonna do. So. President, do you walk up to the counter to pay?
After we sit there for a bit, probably.
Okay. Casper's going to follow President up to the counter, except okay. He's not going to stay at the counter. He's going to go a little flower pot at the end.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah. What? Okay, can I roll a nature check to look at these flowers?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Yes, that was higher. I have a 15. What do
a
the flowers
15.
Look like?
They're a little wilty around the edges.
They're
they look like they've been
the
here a few days. But other than that, they're pretty good. They're in some water.
Okay. Casper is going to kind of preen the flowers a little bit and get some of the deadness. And then he's going to take out this little bottle from his backpack, which is his holy water, but it's not holy water. It's just straight up, this little concoction of, fertilizer plus nutrients for plants and such, because his holy water for the goddess of nature is good for plants, guys.
It's fertilizer.
It's fertilizer.
Oh, boy.
And so he's just going to pour a little bit into the pot, and then he's gonna go, all right, so I hope this helps with your growing and such. And he's gonna kind of slide it more towards the end of the bar where the sun would hit it during the actual daytime, because it's probably night at this point. And he's gonna be like, well, if you could do me a favor, it would be really lovely if you grew well and made a nice counterpiece here for the lovely bartender who I have seemed to have irked the wrong way. I didn't mean to, but it would be really great if you helped me out with that. I have advantage on charisma checks to try and get them to do this. Can I roll a charisma check to try and get the plants to grow good?
Yes, you could roll a charisma check against a plant, I suppose.
Okay, the goal here is to get the plants to grow good as kind of a, I'm really, really sorry, type thing for JJ. And so what I'm using here is Speech of Beast and Leaf, which is a firebolt thing, so I can communicate in a limited manner with beast, plants, and vegetation. they can understand my words, but I cannot understand them, and I have advantage on charisma checks to influence them. So can I have another d20?
Yeah, go ahead. Here you go.
Blood plants. Do I have charisma? 18.
18. You know, you can see the plant. Oh.
Sorry.
Rude. You can see the plant kind of perk up a little bit. Just a little bit.
Casper immediately goes, you are literally the best plant I have encountered here, and I wish you many days, my friend.
From the way the plant moves, you can almost see it nod just a little bit. So, Presday, as you're at this counter paying, it's probably only like a couple copper and maybe a silver. It's not that much. We're using D&D money. Don't know D&D money very well, but it's copper, silver, and gold, so.
Would you like me to take that out of my...
Yeah, take one silver out.
One silver?
Got it. Yeah. Roll. What's your passive perception, actually? We'll do it this way.
My passive perception is 13.
You see nothing.
Wonderful.
You see nothing at all.
I'm gonna just have to show you how I talk to plants later.
what's your passive perception?
Perception 12.
Okay. You see nothing.
My insight is 14.
So, what are you guys doing now? You think you might like leave the tavern or?
Okay. Wait. So.
Or do you like
obviously Presday's been here before, but mm-hmm. We've both been in this town for a little while. Where is Casper sleeping?
He's probably sleeping at a slightly dingier tavern across town.
You're right. He is.
But you probably have your stuff with you. Or maybe you don't.
Or maybe I don't.
Or maybe you don't.
No, I probably do.
I imagine you would.
Casper goes where the wind takes him.
Yeah.
Which isn't hard, considering he's a ghost. No, he's not.
He's not a ghost, guys.
Not a ghost.
Stop ruining the lore. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Lore.
You know, I mean, it doesn't really matter what you guys were planning on doing. Presta, you feel a hand come down on your shoulder.
Oh.
How much pressure does the hand
have? It's not a lot. It's just kind of like sitting there, and it's kind of like... You turn around. I'm guessing you turn around.
Yes.
Okay.
Quickly
so
at that.
You turn around quickly. Well, you rolled bad. I rolled a nat 20 on a stealth check against you guys. So you did not see him coming.
Lovely.
But it's okay. It's the shady guy that was in the corner. His hood is still drawn over his like hair and half of his face.
Yes.
Do you say anything when you turn around?
Hello?
Do I notice... Wait, no,
you notice
I don't.
This.
Oh, no, I do?
You notice this.
Oh, okay, never mind.
He's not, like, stealthing anymore. He's, like, making himself known. The man just goes... Are you leaving? I could use some guidance on something. You guys are adventurers, no? He kind of looks to you and then looks over to Casper.
Casper goes, "What'd you say?"
don't mind him. Yes.
Casper steps closer.
Do you have time to talk for a moment? And he kind of points back to where he was sitting, a small round table with four seats.
I believe we do. Casper, do you have time?
Well, I mean, we did talk about that bedtime thing earlier, but no, this seems pretty interesting.
If I'm keeping you, please.
No, please. This is interesting. This is much more interesting than reading the book of Lycandria before bed.
Okay. That you're such a nerd. You're such a nerd. So you guys, for reference, I just rolled dice and they both gave me weird looks. Don't worry about it. The dice don't mean anything.
Lies.
Of course they don't.
Lies.
As you guys go back to this table, he sits back down in the same exact seat and he kind of just gestures for you to sit next to him or like across from him. I'm guessing you sit down, but maybe you don't. Do you sit down?
I sit down.
I sit down across from him.
Okay.
I'm in the middle.
He crosses his hands in front of him. You can't see most
Casper
of his face.
Casper copies his motion.
Preste slowly puts her hand on Casper's and just brings his hands under the table.
Okay.
Under the table you hear Casper kind of pat on his knees.
You see his eyes under the cloak, but not much else. And his
what
eyes.
What color are they?
I was getting there. They are faintly green. Green eyes.
Is he a dragon too?
You. No.
Aww.
Looks humanoid. But you can't tell much other than that because the cloak veils so much of his face. So he crosses his hands in front of him and he kind of just looks between you. And he goes, "So you guys are looking for a quest, correct?"
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I could use some help with something.
Oh, I love helping.
If you guys are free, I do not know how long it would take you, but most travelers are up for the long haul, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I believe we have some free time on our hands.
Very good.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to be back at the parish for my birthday to celebrate with Reverend. But I suppose if it takes longer than that, it's all right.
He just nods slowly and goes, "Well, you should, if all goes well, make it back by then, but..."
Oh, awesome.
See, it is just a simple retrieval mission. I need something from the next big city over. You don't even have to go out of the kingdom, really. It's a small cave outside of the city,
Alderas.
Have you heard of it?
Have we?
You've heard of it vaguely. You've probably seen it on a map. It is still within the kingdom of Grinwald, but it's towards the edges. So it's not you wouldn't go there on purpose. Beria Springs is relatively close to the capital and where you are right now in the city of Grinwald. But this would be a couple weeks journey to get to Alderas.
That seems manageable. And is it something that you left there?
No, it's it was something a friend was supposed to deliver me quite a while ago, but they never got around to it. I sent a letter saying I was going to send a small retrieval group for it, but I've just been looking for the right people, and you two seem up to the job.
Ah, I see.
So it would be quite simple. He kind of pulls out a letter, or like a piece of paper, ooh, like parchment from his bag, and on it is a...
I'm doing my job.
Yes. Very good excitement there.
Yes.
On it is like an address. The fantasy equivalent of an address is still an address.
I do have to ask, this is Casey asking, is the address cave outside?
No, it's okay. An actual
the address. Third okay. Cave to the right on the mountains of Dogheim or whatever.
No, it's an actual address.
Darn.
To like a building in the city.
Oh, okay.
You can assume, you've never been to Alderaan, you can't know for sure.
Question.
Okay. Answer.
Do we need to go buy a map?
You both have a map.
Sweet.
You both have a map of the kingdom of Grinwald. You do not have a map of the neighboring kingdoms.
That's okay.
But you do not need one because this is still in your kingdom.
We're in Grinwald. Yes,
it is just not going copyright. To be rather... It is going to be a rather long journey for the both of you. However... Are you okay?
The table's gonna get us before Grinwald does, man.
I just nailed my elbow on the table. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, that was so loud. I'm actually worried. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Roll for damage.
Roll for damage. I'm gonna roll all of the dice I have for damage right now.
Oh, I'm good.
So it should be... This is the address. It should be very simple. My friend should be home when you get there. All you have to do is go retrieve the object and bring it back to me. I will be, let's say I will be in this tavern when you get back. I will be in the city of Grinwald. I will know when you get back. And I will come find you.
Question. Hi, I'm Casper. What's your name and what's your friend's name? I like to know people's names so that I can responsibly react to them and acknowledge them.
Okay, Casper, I feel like that is reasonable. My name is David. Okay. And, my friend is... Guys, I didn't think of a name for the friend.
One Rudy.
Rudy?
David
Rudy.
And Dave.
No. Rudy.
I like Rudy. Rudy. The friend's name is Rudy, guys.
Wonderful.
Not from Invincible.
Not, no. I haven't seen it, so it couldn't be from Invincible.
Yes, but I came up with it.
Right. Yes, so my friend Rudy will give you the package, and you just have to return it to me here.
So, we're not going to the cave.
Did I say cave?
Yes.
Yes.
I said cave. Yes. When did I say cave?
No, sorry. She misspoke. Freudian slip. Man cave.
Man cave. Yes.
Or
man
what cave. Is he? Is he human?
The guy you're talking to?
No, Rudy.
You don't know. Do you want to ask?
Well, I was going to change it to like an orc cave.
Oh, right. No, man cave.
Never
did
mind.
I say cave?
You
I
don't said even know.
He's
cave.
A cave outside of.
Play back the good. Clip. No, don't do that.
Don't play back the clip, guys. I didn't mean it.
Okay.
I meant an address. It's a house, I swear.
Okay, so we're going to.
Es una inside. Casa.
You're going inside the city, yes.
Okay.
It was a misspeak. It was man
Freudian
cave.
Freudian slip.
Yes. We're going to a man cave within the city of Alderaan.
Yes.
Wonderful. Also.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of where things are, you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM in Conway AR, and this is KHD 20.
We are in the middle of playing some D&D. It's getting goofy. We're talking to a random guy we met in a tavern.
David.
Named David. He's given our travelers a quest.
David has green eyes.
David does have green eyes.
We don't know why.
And David is sneaky.
And he has a hood.
David is a little, he's a little ominous, guys.
It's okay.
Just a little bit.
He's allowed to be ominous. He can be whatever kind of person you want to be.
Can I borrow a D20 from you?
I don't like that. No. What if I said no? Here.
Thank you.
How many was that?
Like 4.
Why?
Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. Goodness. Wait, does it?
How many initiatives?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, guys. Don't worry. It wasn't initiatives, I promise.
I believe you.
You should. It wasn't.
Okay. Well, we should probably stay the night here before we leave. It's dark. I'm kind of a little afraid of the dark.
Yes, yes. It is quite the journey. The beds are rather nice at Blue Jays Inn and Tavern. You should stay the night, rest up, leave to your destination in the morning. You have plenty of time. No rush.
Wonderful. Is there a date, a specific date that you would like it back by?
Before, not really, but, like, I would prefer as soon as possible. Like, don't go about your way and go do, I don't know, go settle down and build a house before you do it. But, like, no rush. Just as soon as you can.
Okay. I believe that this is agreeable. And what is the item that we're looking for?
Oh, it is, very simple. It is just a little jewelry box. It has a couple priceless heirlooms from my family in the past. Very precious to me, not very precious to others. Like, don't go and sell it or anything.
Of course not.
You wouldn't get very much. Trust me, you'll get much more from me once you return than you would from selling any of those items.
I don't have any intention of selling your items, nor really opening the box, but nothing bad's going to come out if we open the box. Like, this is not like a Pandora's box situation. I just have to ask, you know, demons and such.
No, I would not, you could open the box. Actually, I would prefer if you did to make sure everything's there. You see,
my friend... Oh, you're smart. You're smart.
My friend Rudy can have some sticky fingers sometimes, so...
Does he not wash his hands? You know, my fingers get quite sticky after I give my plants honey. But I typically wash my hands, you know, just in a nice creek. It doesn't have to be...
Casper, we should have a talk about figures of speech later.
What?
It's fine.
Why do speeches have figures?
It's
they
okay.
have shapes?
So, there should be about a dozen items, like various jewelry items in the box, if you could count them. Just to make sure.
Okay, so that's more of the fingers on your hands.
I can count it.
There's two of you. You have 20 fingers in between you. I think you'll figure it out.
This lad, he's very smart.
Yes.
Guys, my intelligence on a smarter character than this is lower.
It's the vibes.
It's the vibes.
Five?
We love Casper. He's adorable.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so...
He tries really hard.
Yes.
So,
he just goes, thank you. I very much appreciate you going so far out of your way to help me on this. It is... You will be greatly rewarded when you return.
We appreciate that sentiment.
Yes, thank you.
Yes,
we've been
of
looking for an adventure, and this sounds quite fun.
This does seem quite fitting for us, even... Yes.
Yes, perfect. Well, I do have to go. He stands up from the table.
His Casper hands... stands immediately. like too fast.
He kind of like blinks at you in surprise, like, whoa, that was a little too excited there. I do look forward to your return, safe return.
That would be ideal.
But yes, I will come find you when you return. So I wish you luck.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you as well, Casper and Presde. And the guy walks out of the tavern. What are you guys whispering about?
Nothing.
You gotta share it. We're on live.
I asked if we told David Preste's name. I don't think I said your name either.
No, I don't believe so.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I said the right thing. I didn't say cave this time, guys. I promise.
I told him my name.
Okay,
but
so.
Casper's an open book.
True.
Also, to be fair, JJ said Preste. Said Preste. As he was multiple sneaking times. Up on me, probably.
Fair. As he was. So, yeah.
Sneaky snitch.
As the guy, David. Sorry.
As the guy.
Oh, as David leaves the tavern, you see the trio in the corner look up. And they seemingly just saw him, or at least just saw him leave. And they track their eyes back to you two. And they seem a little suspicious. Would you like to say anything?
Would Casper notice?
Yes, it is very obvious.
Yeah.
Just the veiled suspicion, at least, is very obvious. Even Casper could see it.
Casper's not gonna be stupid obvious, but he is just gonna, he's gonna, like, do the guy nod.
Right.
Sup.
Sup. That's it.
Preste, do you want to do anything?
And Casper's going to immediately walk to the counter after that.
Okay.
She'll look over and... Does it seem inherently...
Malicious.
Malicious.
You know, as you say that...
Oh,
the,
no.
You see the half-orc stand from his seat. He kind of, like, cracks his knuckles a little bit. And he just, he walks over to Casper.
Preste is going to go ahead and make her way over to Casper.
Okay.
So. Be there with him.
So as you do that, the half-orc kind of comes around and he goes. Sorry, I'm getting into character. What did you and that guy talk about?
Well, he told us the rooms here are quite nice. I think I might get one for tonight. I've heard the beds are quite soft.
He kind of like looks you up and down and is like,
he sees the blank stare in Casper's.
Are you punking me, kid?
What?
We had a conversation.
About?
Well, partly about the rooms here, partly about a bit of a quest.
A quest? As he says that, you see the half-elf that was with him kind of circle around and put her hand on his shoulder, and she kind of goes, leave it, it's not that important. And he kind of just shakes her off and goes, it is that important, and you know it is.
I'm sorry. Is there an issue here? I don't understand why our private conversation is an issue.
See, the red dragonborn now comes and joins the conversation. And he kind of, he seems the most relaxed out of the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of goes, see, we know those types. They chat you up. They give you a goose chase of a quest. And sorry, he kind of like pats the half-orc on the soldier, on the shoulder. He's quite protective of the younger travelers such as yourself, but you know you should be wary of people who speak such good things.
We are aware. We're not so much in this for the reward per se. We are here to adventure and maybe try to do something good. And if it leads us to a on a wild goose chase, so you said, maybe that'll lead us to something else.
Yes, well, this is the half-elf now. Not every time... Sorry, they're, like, having a silent conversation across from me. Not all goose chases are worth the adventure. Some of them lead to more... And she kind of, like... looks in between you guys and she kind of like she looks a little suspicious of the two of you. Sometimes they're more troubled than they're worth.
I once broke my nose chasing a goose.
Oh my god.
It even healed a little funny. And you see him grabbing his nose, and it's a little crooked.
Preste's just gonna not pay heed to what was just said, and just go. I believe we're comfortable with making our own decision here.
You see the Dragonborn. Again, the most relaxed of this trio at the moment kind of just sighs really heavily and he goes, well, kids, I understand that the adventure seems appealing, but you should maybe not jump right into it. I mean, again, sometimes they cause more trouble than good. And you two seem to have good heads on your shoulders.
Well, even if it is a phony, we still get to travel more of the kingdom, don't we?
The half-orc is seemingly getting very impatient with this conversation, and he goes, I don't think you quite understand what we're saying. We're not saying that it is a farce. We're saying that you could cause trouble when you're trying to cause good.
How would we be causing trouble? All we're doing is adventuring. We wouldn't even be in anyone's way.
I'm sorry. Do you know something about that person that we don't?
They all kind of exchange glances. And, the half-orc kind of just sighs and turns back to his table and walks back.
You're lucky I'm afraid. I almost used command on you. You're lucky. Boy. You're lucky I'm afraid.
Casper used command would be so funny. I'm so excited for that.
That would be so funny. I love that stuff.
You're lucky.
And then the half-elf just looks at both of you and she's just like, well, don't say we didn't warn you. And then she turns around and she joins the orc.
Casper immediately looks at the person.
Well, I don't want to cause trouble, but it seems like a good opportunity. What are they talking about?
Can I do some form of check to see if they were being legitimate or not?
Do you want to do insight?
Sure.
Roll.
Casper is too caught up in his own thoughts.
Ooh, that's an 18.
Ooh.
So you can gather that this group kind of knows what they're talking about. Perhaps they've had a past experience like the one they're describing, or perhaps they have some knowledge of something that you don't. However, you can't really be sure whether or not this particular quest that you were given could be like what they're saying. To you, it kind of sounds like they tried the adventuring track and then they failed and they gave up and now they're bitter about it. But you can't really tell. It could be either. Or both.
Or both.
They may. I should have
spoke Draconic to him.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, before we say anything else, you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. This is KHD 20. We are in the middle of our D&D session one. Yeah, we're in a tavern, and they just had a pretty tense conversation with... they had a pretty tense conversation with a couple other...
Shady figures.
Shady figures in this tavern, yes. We are, like, kind of wrapping up now, but...
Yes.
All three of the shady figures have walked off. They've walked back to their table, and they're kind of... It kind of seems like they're wrapping up. So what do? You get a room for the night?
Yeah, I believe Casper's still standing at the counter.
I believe so, yes.
Casper is once again in his bashful little way. He's going to ask JJ, like, miss, sorry, I keep asking lots of questions, but, what's the price of a room for the night? She didn't hear me first. Hold on.
JJ kind of like comes over to you. She kind of looks at Casper and then she looks at Presday. Single or a double? I mean, Presday, you already have a room here. Do you not? Do you want to, I think it was just for a couple nights. Do you want to pay for the nights?
I'm assuming, yeah, Presday does not want a room with you. I'm sorry.
I didn't think so.
Yikes.
Presday will just go, yes, I will be renewing for the night.
All right, 3 silver.
Yes.
And then she kind of looks back at Casper. 3 silver for a double. Or not a double, a single.
Oh, yes. Casper gets in his pouch and you hear him. Probably rumbling a little too loudly in this tavern.
Oh, boy.
Like a little too many jingles.
Oh, my gosh. You're lucky we're not in the shady tavern.
Or
else I would be making you go.
He was.
Poor guy.
It's okay. He tries.
You might be a couple silver lighter.
One.
Two. Oh, yeah. Gosh. The finger counting. She takes both of your silvers and she kind of like puts it in a little drawer under her counter. And then she goes, Presta, you already have your key. And then she kind of rummages around and pulls out a key and gives it to Casper. And here is yours. We serve breakfast in the morning if you guys are awake for that. And then just let me know if you need anything else. The rooms are just up that way. She points to a set of stairs that, Presa, you already yes. know where the rooms are, but it's the stairs that you know lead up to the inn, like, rooms for the night. Yes.
Presa, before bed, could I look at that address once more?
Sure. And she
okay.
shows Casper
the address. Casper proceeds to hold the address. And then pull out like a pen and put it in his mouth real fast and then pull out his map, turn it over, and on the back of his map write the address on the wall before not nicely putting his map away and then as nicely as he can but still not perfect refolding the address and giving it back to Preston. And then he starts talking, well, wait, and then he takes a pen out of his mouth. Because he put it back in when he was fully.
Thank you. I want to try and figure out what direction we need to go for the morning.
Sure. That group was really interesting. You know, some people really just... they can't let their own past go.
Yeah. I always try to go with, really, with the cycle of things die, things come back, and we have to try again, and that's how we grow. Or at least that's what Reverend always says.
Yeah, he did.
He did? Right. Isn't he all right? I haven't been back for a little while.
Well, I don't know if he still says it. I haven't either.
But he wasn't dead when you left, right?
No, I left before you.
Oh. Okay. Sorry. You scared me there. I send him letters all the time.
Have you gotten any back?
No, but I think it's probably because I forget to put where I am.
Yeah. That will do it. I can show you how to do that tomorrow.
Oh, perfect. That would be much easier. But I suppose we are traveling tomorrow.
Yes.
Maybe we can set it for a village on the way.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. Well, I think we should maybe hit that bedtime you were talking about.
Oh, you're so right. I am so exhausted.
And Presday will go into her room.
Casper will try, and then he will turn his key the wrong way, and then the right way, but not do it all the way, and then the wrong way. And then you just hear it, and then he does it and goes, yes! And then he closes his door, and you hear kind of a little lock, and other noises of a tired firebolg.
All right. Well, as our adventurers go to sleep,
and long rest.
Long rest.
Yes.
For all the spell slots we expended in our giant combat today.
All the key points. So with that, as our adventurers go into their sleep, we will end today's session. So,
quick recap. We started in a temple, and Casper healed a soldier, and then the soldier left, and then Casper sat on the floor and prayed, and Presley looked at him weird, and then he prayed more, and then the little sage came up and he was like, what are you doing on the floor? And Presley was like, he's just praying in his own little way. And then sage boy went away. Presley talked to a grieving widow, while Casper talked a little too boisterously to the sage boy. They then left the temple and went to a tavern where Casper met JJ, a blue jay Aarakocra, a.k.a. a bird person.
Bird person.
That Preste had already encountered. And they got some food, and then they encountered a shady man.
Okay, wait. You're skipping the fact that Casper ate way too spicy of food.
Casper ate way too spicy of food, but he's okay. He's a trooper. He tried really hard, and it was really yummy. And then they talked to David, who was this shady guy who sat in the corner. And after they spoke with David, three other individuals who were a bit shady themselves came up and talked to Presde and Casper. And they were a bit concerned about these young adventurers going on a quest. But they eventually gave up, as we had quite the resolve. And then we went upstairs, and we are now going to bed so that we can rest before a long adventure to, what was it called?
Owl
something. Guys, D&D names are hard.
Aldaris.
Before our long journey to Aldaris, which will have many little stops on the way, and yes, hopefully Casper will be able to correctly address a letter to his father.
That is the goal.
That's actually the whole point of the entire campaign, guys.
Yes. Yeah, that's Casper's only motivation.
It's his only motivation. And getting back to the temple for his birthday.
Yep. Okay, guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to our lovely session. It was a good time.
This is KHD20 on you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM Conway, Arkansas.
And we are signing off.
See y'all next week.
See you next week.
Have a good fall break, everyone.
Yes, please rest. Or make D&D characters.
Either is good.